From national championships to first-round eliminations, from Rose Bowl triumphs to stunning gridiron losses, they are all part of the Spartan saga. But for nearly two decades, a constant has been sports writer Joe Rexrode on the sidelines covering the story for Michigan sports fans. Joe will be leaving Michigan soon to accept a position with the Nashville Tennessean starting in April. We wish him well, and we want to send him off this morning. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I am well. We hope you are the same. Remind us how long you've been covering MSU sports.
Yeah, well, I've been on the beat as a beat writer going back to 2003 at the Lansing State Journal. But before that, I covered, late 90s for the state news and then also for the Lansing State Journal as a sort of an intern / stringer. I was lucky enough to be able to cover the 2000 National Championship in that role. So I guess if you go by season, I think it's I think it's 16 of the past 18 in basketball and 15 of the past 18 in football.
Well, the Lansing area would seem to be in your DNA here. Talk to us about what's luring you to Nashville.
Yeah, it is, and it's been very difficult, but really the job was very appealing. I mean, it's a columnist job, which is very different from a beat writer job. So this will be, more writing opinion about various teams in the area. And Nashville is appealing as well. My older sister lives there. We're very familiar with it. We've visited it many times. So I started talking to them a couple months ago. And even when that started, I didn't really think of it that seriously. But then I went down and interviewed and everything. And it ended up being really tough. It was right before Michigan State played at Rutgers. I had to decide that day, and I must have made 10 calls to my wife in a matter of, 8 minutes before finally figuring it out. But I finally did decide to take that job.
Has it been hard, Joe Rexrode, to stifle the columnist's impulse over the years to share opinions in your stories?
Well, that's the thing. Even for a few years at the Lansing State Journal, when we didn't have a columnist, I kind of did both roles, and that's sort of how things in this industry have gone, just fewer jobs and more people doing multiple things. And with the blog, there was sort of that ability to give opinion and have a voice. So I feel like I've been able to do that, but there's still a big difference between strictly doing that and really being able to focus on that aspect of it versus, if you're a beat writer, of course, if there's a recruit at any point in the middle of the night, you're going to write about it. If there's anything that happens, you're responsible for it. So that's one big difference.
But you'll be allowing a side of your creativity to come out that you've kind of had to put on the back burner more in the past, and you're kind of switching front and back burners, if I'm hearing you correctly. Do I have that right?
Yeah, I think that's true. Yeah, exactly. I mean, now the focal point will be, opinion and yeah, I think you're right. Creativity and variety as well. I think a lot of it down there will be a lot of Tennessee Titans. Obviously, they're very popular NFL team, but there's an NHL team, the Nashville Predators, and various colleges too. Of course, right now, Vanderbilt is going through a coaching search, so I'm kind of thinking of that a little bit here as I wrap up on the free press.
Mm. In a couple of recent columns, you assembled with an assist, I think, from your old employer, the Lansing State Journal, you assembled some of the most memorable MSU football and basketball moments, and I not surprisingly, I see MSU's 2000 National Basketball Championship was at the top of the list of memorable hoops moments. What detail of that do you remember most vividly?
Well, you always think from the writer's perspective. So one thing I remember is that I was the third person at the Lansing State Journal. We had a beat writer, beat writer Larry Lades, columnist Jack Ebling. And even as the third person, I was, basically center court front row for that. And now at those events, it's very, very different. There are very, very few good press seats. But on the court, certainly I remember, I remember when, my team Cleese went down with the ankle, and walking over to the baseline and kind of, you know, I got up from my seat and went to take a closer look. And I said to myself, okay, well, he's done for the game. I mean, it's very obvious he's done.
Right.
There's no way he's coming back. And then, of course, you're sitting there on press row and the big screen shows him walking through the hallway, and all of a sudden all the Michigan State fans, it really was probably like a boxer entering the ring, or Clyde Frazier for the New York Knicks in 1970 or whatever it was, something like that. So that one stands out for sure. And, even the games before it at the Palace against Syracuse and Iowa State, they were such dramatic games, and that building was so loud. Once the Michigan State fan, when Michigan State made its comebacks in those games, and the Michigan State fans, certainly took up most of that building. One of the loudest buildings I've ever heard.
What about football, Joe? Lots to choose from just from the past several years. You've kind of presided over the renaissance of MSU football in after a fashion. What comes to mind?
Right, and of course, it's been a lot of successful football, a lot of wins, championships. But, I just did this weekend. I'm trying to do a different top 10 list every day on the blog at freep.com and lsj.com to, just recap some things. Today, I think I'm going to do my top 10 food items from the Big Ten. So, I'm all over the place. But the finishes, the finishes are amazing. When you think about trying to do 10 of them, a top 10, and I mean, just think about last year alone. The Michigan game is going to be number one for a long time, in terms of wild finishes. But Ohio State and Nebraska from last year, Little Giants against Notre Dame, the Hail Mary against Wisconsin, the Cotton Bowl, the Rose Bowl. There are so many games that were just incredible finishes, and for the most part, Michigan State has been able to win most of those games. And so that alone, just some of the plays that will be remembered probably forever by Michigan State fans, all happening in the past, 6-7 years.
Are you gonna, pro sports stories may not be quite as plentiful in Tennessee as here in Michigan. I mean, there's no pro baseball team in Tennessee, if I remember correctly, but there is an NFL and an NBA team. If I've still got the franchises right in my memory, does the sports landscape in Tennessee appeal to you?
Yeah, well, I will say I love colleges, and I love basketball, and that was one thing I looked at. I said, gosh, I'm really gonna miss. Especially my favorite thing of this job is basketball, and even just covering practices and watching. Michigan State practice is so fun, and it's so interesting. So, I'm probably going to be bothering Vanderbilt a bit. When I went down to St. Louis, Middle Tennessee beats Michigan State, and my new employer says, "Hey, can you write a column for us?"
Yeah.
So there's some things like that. But you're right. I mean, it's a lot more pro stuff, the Titans and Predators, and I have to adjust to that. But I like the NFL as well. So I mean, I think it'll be interesting. Marcus Mariota is a young quarterback, and maybe that's a franchise that. Can turn things around, and it'll be interesting to chronicle that.
Joe, please accept our thanks for making yourself available as often as you have here on Current State. You've been a part of our success. We want to wish you luck, and I want to urge you not to change your cell phone number just in case MSU faces Tennessee in a bowl game sometime soon.
I want you to consider me your SEC correspondent. Thanks so much to you and Peter Worf and everyone over there. You guys are great. I really appreciate it.
Well, we couldn't be happier for your move. It's obvious you're excited about it. We'll stay in touch, and we'll follow you on social media.
Sounds good. Thanks so much, Mark.
Joe Rex Road off to the Nashville Tennessean soon after many years here covering Lansing area sports, particularly MSU football and basketball.